The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This could have happened to any hospital. We were just the first in our county that it happened to. The men and women of this hospital worked tirelessly to save Mr. Duncan. We are experts in our field, and we don't want to be judged by this one incident.
Hospital in Dallas, very defensive, every day trotting out somebody else to tell them how great the hospital is and how awesome the people who work in the hospital are. It's too bad because they're concerned about the amount of people who are fleeing their normal doctors that are at Texas Presbyterian Health Center, the big giant hospital in Dallas that became ground zero for Tom Duncan once he first was sent away and then he came back to the hospital. But here we are at the top of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, to tell you that the isolation period, anyway, ended for the family and some of the contacts from Tom Duncan's short stay in the United States, who were all quarantined, now get the thumbs up that the monitoring period has passed. It was like 48 people. Can you imagine? What's the first thing you get out of being quarantined? I mean, especially the fiance and her son, that was like being under armed guard. What's the first thing they do? Are they just running somewhere to go and grab a burger and just breathe the air and not feel like the world was watching them as they were sitting there probably looking at television show after television show? I'm assuming that's it. Whatever it is, they're done. They're out. Now they're back among the population. They're continuing in Dallas to monitor like 120 people. And whatever that word monitoring means, I can't really get anyone to clear that up for me. They're keeping a close tab on people who were in contact with the two nurses, and they're watching to make sure nobody comes down with Ebola. If no one is ill by November 7th, then those people will be in the clear. So far, so good. But the fact that these other folks who were in somebody else's house and they've been confined under armed guard for 21 days and now they can finally breathe had to be a wild feeling. Louise Tro was the one woman's name. She said she wanted to breathe. She wanted to grieve. She wanted to be, you know, have privacy with her family. And she was upset that she had missed her fiancé's memorial service because of the quarantine. She said that she and Tom Duncan had planned to get married later in the week. And, of course, we know the story of Duncan going to the hospital, complaining of the headache, the stomach pain, gets the antibiotics, misdiagnosed for a sinus infection, and then he's back. And by the time he's back, he's full-blown Ebola, and the two nurses end up as well getting Ebola, and then there's all the controversy over what they were told or what they didn't know and how they got that. So there's all kinds of things that are happening. Like one of the nurses, Amber Vinson, who is in a hospital in Atlanta, check this out. Imagine that's you, and somebody in your family is in that situation. Her family decided, you know what, we're going to hire a lawyer because they're worried about the comments. They're worried about the media coverage. They think she's being mischaracterized, and she's there in Emory University in Atlanta. They're saying that she wouldn't knowingly expose herself or anyone else. In Ohio, they have three people under quarantine, and they've identified 142 people who might have had some sort of contact with her. But there are no confirmed Ebola cases, thank goodness, in Ohio. But they're holding their breath. The craziest thing was the story about the CDC her calling the CDC, and this is where it starts. I think really it all starts with the CDC. Her calling the CDC, being and saying, I have a temperature, and being cleared to fly to Dallas from Ohio, and then there, and I think this is why the families hired the lawyer. There's all of these poison darts out there saying that she ignored the doctor and the government protocols, and she's, her family saying that's completely untrue. And then there have been a series, as you all know, of crazy, nonsensical things that have happened. The crazy Carnival Cruise thing, where you had a lab worker who's on board and decided to isolate herself from the rest of the ship as a precaution, which maybe that was a good thing because it scared everyone already. They couldn't dock in two different places. They missed a stop in Cozumel. In Belize, they wouldn't let them stop there either to get her off the boat. So now the CDC, and you'll love this, the CDC says it's working on revisions to safety protocols. They say earlier ones were based on a World Health Organization model for care in remote places, usually outdoors and without intensive training for healthcare workers. That's nice. So it's like, wait, we have this book on the shelf. We have the original book from the 1900s. And yeah, I guess we should update that in case we have other countries who end up having an Ebola scare. That might be a good thing to do while we're hanging around the office, because it's not necessarily only going to be in one of these nether regions where somebody gets Ebola. So the bottom line is, that's what it was. The CDC didn't really have a great plan to begin with. And the protocol had nothing about necks being exposed or any of that kind of stuff. There shouldn't be any flexibility. I think the guidelines should be pretty stringent. If I'm a nurse and then I'm in that situation, I mean, come on, bring it on, brother. Tell me what I have to wear. A full body suit? You got it. I mean, I want to be locked down, because even if I'm locked down, it doesn't mean that I still am completely 100% covered for this. So they messed up. They screwed up with that one for sure. But it's just easy to pile on the CDC because they've missed the boat in so many different occasions. And here's what's interesting. The new czar, the Ebola czar, doesn't start czaring. I think I've just made up that word. Doesn't start the whole Ebola watch until Wednesday. And doesn't have any kind of a medical background. And the reason they say, listen, this guy is a logistical guy. Let's put him in here. And all the other medical people, like the head of the CDC, they're handling the medical part. So let's let them continue to handle the medical part, and we'll do the rest. I don't know. And just having the CDC still in charge, for the most part, being the point person, medically speaking, just doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling. I don't know about you. Because where the most of the problems have occurred, sorry, CDC, is at their level. Ugh, we had an outdated book. Ugh, we just weren't aggressive enough in our approach to what happened in Dallas. Are you kidding? Of course you weren't. Because you had two nurses that, not just one nurse, but you had another nurse that got sick as well, because what was the protocol? I don't blame Amber Vinson's family for lawyering up. All right, we're talking about the genius that was the billion-dollar painter. Do you know who that is? Ring a bell, Thomas Kincaid. Oh, great book written about him. We're talking to the author next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Kincaid, but I'm telling you, this book, I could not put it down. Billion Dollar Painter, The Triumph and Tragedy of Thomas Kincaid, Painter of Light. Eric Kusky wrote that book. He's in our virtual green room right now, and he worked with Thomas Kincaid, so he has all kinds of interesting stories. Eric, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
First of all, I have to tell the listeners, I'm so jealous of you. I very rarely get jealous of people, but I've been dying to go to Paris, and it's been a very long time for me. And you just were in Paris. How was it? How was Paris?
You know, it was rainy and cold, but even on the worst day, it's great in Paris.
Yeah, isn't that like one of the best cities in the whole world?
I travel around the world, and I'd have to say it is my favorite city.
Yep. See, I would agree with you. I would tell anyone, any of you listening out there, if you have a chance to go, put it on your bucket list or go for whatever reason, boy, just take that opportunity, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially when we're talking about art. It's interesting. Did Thomas Kincaid, he was a big traveler, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He, you know, he really started early on in his career spending quite a bit of time in England. As I mentioned in the book, up in the Cotswolds, he became quite enchanted with their architecture and history and the charm of these very, very old homes, which evolved over the years. And he really, really got famous for painting these Cotswold cottages.
Yeah, what was it about the brilliant part of Thomas Kincaid? Was it just skill, talent, and so many other little variables that fell into place when he really exploded?
know, it's a bit of a long answer. Tom was, and I spent time watching him paint. I spent time, you know, watching lots of different original works being produced in the 16 years I was with him. He was definitely a genius painter. But what really happened was his art struck a chord with people and a certain subset of people. A lot of Christian art collectors came and saw his works and collected not one, but in some cases, you know, 10 or more of his reproductions and then the licensed product as well. These people became very, very faithful followers of his. They wanted to collect everything he had. He painted in series. So if you bought a gorgeous bridge, for instance, the Bridge of Faith, one of his most famous paintings, you might want to collect all the bridges. So he'd give you one bridge per year. So if you're a collector, you'd come back and get all the bridges and so on.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, right? I know a couple of people who actually didn't fall into the Christian category, but they were big collectors of Kincaids, and they actually bought the collection off of people who were Christian. There was certainly a following there. Do you think after spending all that time with Kincaid that he knew how to handle the fame?
Oh yeah, he was a master showman. You put him in front of an audience, he was flawless. I mean, he was very, very nimble, quick on his feet, and he, you know, he could really speak to his audience. He handled the fame very well. He became very, very wealthy, as did the other founders of the company along the way, and he thrived on it. So, you know, what he didn't handle well was his private life, and as the book chronicles, he was very ill with alcoholism, something that, you know, none of the people that worked with him really realized until late in the in his life, and then unfortunately deteriorated very fast.
Yeah, you know, dead at the age of 54, very shocking to just so many people a few years ago when you think of, as you were describing, the cottages, the landscapes, and his highly, highly, highly popular works and how many fans he had. And as you mentioned, nobody really knew that side of him. When you saw that transition, was that tough to watch as you'd heard from other people what was going on?
It was very tough, but again, maybe most of his close friends and colleagues didn't realize it until it was too late, and certainly there were a couple of interventions, and the book touches on that. It touches on the sort of complicated life that he had and why the interventions didn't stick until about a year and a half, 2 years almost before he died. He really made a run and got sober, got healthy, and you know, it's sad, but the doctors at the time told him his body was beat up from many years of alcohol, and said, if you have another drink, you know, it could be your last drink. And that's exactly what happened, and it killed him.
Wow. Do you have, you know, after all the time that you spent with him and looking at so many different things that he painted and getting, you know, the chance to watch him paint, do you have a favorite painting of Thomas's?
You know, I'd have to say I am personally very interested in the pieces that he did in and around Carmel by the Sea. Tom had many homes, and I have very fond memories of visiting him there all throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, where he putted around town in a Model T and used many of the homes there in the area as subjects for his paintings. So it was kind of neat to see him produce a painting and then go down the street in Carmel and actually see the house that was the subject.
Do you think that, you know, okay, so now it's been a couple years later, and as I mentioned, I knew somebody that had just gotten a lot of Kincaid's works. I think there's that thing, even though he had the fame and the interest and all that, I still think in death people are very interested, and your story is so timely, in the life of Thomas Kincaid and how all the pieces come together. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, you know, I tried to chronicle everything I knew about Tom, everything I learned, everything that in the 16 years I was with him that I heard about. And so I started very early in the book talking about him growing up very, very poor in the Sierras of California up near Lake Tahoe, and how really he had the most incredible chance meeting with two other gentlemen who I speak about in the book that took his raw talent and helped him produce a business that just the likes of never been seen before. Billions and billions of dollars in sales, hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. And, you know, the book talks about how they did it. I mean, in some ways, the book is a biography, and it's interesting, and I mentioned things that I saw personally and which are sometimes funny and other times sad. But really, it shows how these guys, I call them the three nobodies in the book, because they really came, you know, from unassuming positions in life and really made magic together.
What was it that drew you to the story? Did you know you had to tell the rest of the story and fill in the blanks?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I thought about it for a long time, and I knew Tom was very, very ill, and I never would have thought doing this while he was alive. And when he died, there was so many rich stories, and there were also a lot of stories flying around on the internet. I mean, Tom got into trouble now and then. There's a very famous picture of a DUI taken, a DUI photo 2 years before he died. And, you know, that mugshot circulated widely on the internet. And with it, you know, various critics, if you will, about Tom and what he did and, you know, how he died. And I also want, you know, I wanted to tell the story from what I saw on the inside of who Tom was as a painter, as a father, you know, as a human being. And really, you know, at least give my perspective to the world of what I witnessed.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory of Tom?
I would say that probably spending time with Tom up at his place in Lake Tahoe. He had a gorgeous home right on the water in the south shore of Lake Tahoe, where we would go and have fun. We would go usually with other people at work, and you know, it was interesting to be in the pressure cooker of work, and then, you know, hop on a plane and then be at this place on the lake shore only, you know, an hour later, and really unwind and be able to have fun apart from business. And Tom was really that kind of guy. He you know, you can say he almost wanted to have too much fun, especially as his disease progressed, but you know, before the really bad stuff started happening in his life, he was a lot of fun to be around. And those are great memories. Very funny guy, very smart guy, very clever guy. And all those memories are wonderful.
All right, I love it. The book is a must read. It really, really is. Eric Kuschke did just a fabulous job on it. You really get a good sense of Thomas Kincaid. It's called Billion Dollar Painter, The Triumph and Tragedy of Thomas Kincaid, Painter of Light. You can pick it up wherever books are sold, Amazon, etc. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, Kate. Anytime.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Shine, if you want to throw in your 2 cents about Ebola and the CDC and now we have a czar or any of that kind of stuff. Heck, if you want to throw in your 2 cents about drones, you can do that. We're going to have Mike Madden on. Do you know Mike Madden? He wrote a really interesting book called Thriller Drone, and he really gets the whole drone thing. He understands drone systems domestically and internationally. You know, you got now, what, 50 nations that use drones? What does that mean for privacy? What about ethical problems? What about legal problems? I worry about the privacy part, but then the whole warfare thing as well. You know, U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan, what are we at, like 400, something like that? So Mike Madden's going to be really, really cool to talk to, and that's coming up next week. Right now, though, we're going to talk to you because, once again, the mailbag was overflowing. Yes, a lot of people wanting to talk about Ebola, but also mixing in other things, too, as part of the conversation. After all, we are 2 weeks away from the midterm elections, believe it or not. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from R.L. in Iowa. Hello, R.L. He says, Mystery Man, who's this idiot? Disbelief and panic as Mystery Man without a hazmat suit helps second Ebola nurse aboard her plane to Atlanta, disposes waste, then climbs on board. Man casually dressed in a shirt and pants seen on TV walking with Ebola patient Amber Vinson. He carried a clipboard and walked alongside Ms. Vinson and healthcare workers who were all dressed in hazmat suits. The man is likely, they say, to be a CDC employee. Ms. Vinson walked onto the plane in Dallas, and the man without protection also boarded the plane, flying with her to Atlanta, Georgia. Social media has dubbed him the clipboard man, expressing shock that he came so close to an infected patient and unprotected. As of Thursday, he remained unidentified. The ambulance service and Emory University Hospital say he was not with them. Wow. So the mystery clipboard man, what's up with that? He's right. Still unidentified. Seriously. It's craziness, isn't it? All right, this one from Jay. Jay, who says, man, I can't wait to see what happens, Kate, in those midterm elections. I have a feeling that the walls are going to come tumbling down. The Democrats are in big trouble. And, you know, I'm not necessarily anti-Democrat because I'm not pro-Republican either. I am a registered Republican, but I'm disgusted by the lack of a backbone in the party. I'm for anybody who stands up, draws a line somewhere, for God's sake, and actually honors it. It's unbelievable what's happened in this country the last couple of years. It's not about conspiracy theories. It's not about politics. I think the idiots are running the asylum. Yeah, it's the inmates are running the asylum. It's funny, I just used that term today. But, yeah, in a different scenario, by the way, not talking about government. It has been crazy. I mean, how long have we had single or barely double-digit approval ratings of the people in Congress? How much of a logjam do we have? How much whining do we have? What are the things that are keep getting left on the floor and who's getting shut out? And so here's the deal. Go and vote. Why? Because it's your constitutional right to go and vote. And if more people would exercise that muscle, then perhaps in your communities you would get better representation. I mean, I say this all the time as sort of my little clarifier, but I'll throw it out again. I'll shoot it out to you again. With the presidential election, we could argue because of the Electoral College that, you know, is this really the will of the people half the time when we elect presidents? Are there things that just don't add up? Or do we like the Electoral College? Blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to your local politicians, when it comes to your representatives in Washington, you definitely have sway there. I mean, that's why they want your vote. That's why they're spending crazy amounts of money in some of these cities, in some of these states, because they know what's on the line. The political office is on the line. So if it was such a layup, then there wouldn't be all this money spent on TV. So here's the bottom line. If you vote, if enough people vote, you can make a difference in who represents you, period, end of story. All right, this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I don't want you to get tired of me, but it seems like every time I turn around, I think of something I wanted to send an email to you about. I know you've talked about going to Hawaii before. I think you mentioned going to Hawaii in the beginning of this year. Did you see in Maui there was another shark attack? And I believe the first time I tuned into your show, you were talking about Maui and the problem with tiger sharks. Am I right about that? Yeah. You know what they're saying? That there was a couple of things. They're saying one thing that happened, this was in a harbor in Maui, and they're saying that the surfer had to kind of push away the shark with his fist, with his board, and all that kind of stuff. The whole idea of a shark attack is so wild, scary wild. And, you know, I've swum in the ocean my whole life. I love going in the ocean. I guess that's just the deal. It's their environment and you're in it. But that's the whole scoop with Hawaii. If you're going to Hawaii, you want to experience the the sun and the wet, you know, the what it has to offer weather-wise, as far as the beach and the incredible water sports and that kind of stuff. So at this harbor area, I'm going to call it a harbor area, a place I'm very familiar with in Ma'alea, this guy was surfing with his three sons, and he saw a shark. There was kind of murky water from that hurricane that went past Hawaii over the weekend. So it looked like a tiger shark. They believe it was a tiger shark that was about 12 to 14 feet all of a sudden came up. And then what happened was his mouth was open, and the surfer with his sons there saw that, and you know, the teeth were really close to him. He just smashed the shark on the nose. You know, they say to do that, but could you really do it? I mean, yeah, you watch Shark Week, but hey, here, look, here's a 14-foot shark in my face. And he punched it, and then he slid off his board, and he put the board between him and the shark, and then punched and kicked him. And he said, I guess afterwards, because he just freaked out, he said he realized he had his sons with him, and he realized that he was fighting for his life. He's trying to protect the sons because they were within 10 feet of the shark. So when he swung the board around, that's what he was thinking of doing. So I know all about that attack. Somebody sent me a link the second it happened. It's funny that you remember that and remember the first time you tuned into the show I was talking about it. Because when I did go to Hawaii, that was the first day they give you like those free Maui newspapers or whatever. And the first thing I opened up to is tiger sharks on the island. And I just was collecting the papers because I was afraid my 13-year-old nephew would see them and would be afraid to go in the water and it would ruin his time. So we just kind of kept that hush-hush. And here we go, another attack. And then there's another guy who was a paddle boarder, and he had an encounter, same thing. So here's the deal, murky water, forget about it. Because these happen pretty close to each other. You cannot be in the water when it's churned up like that, because that's where they're going to be. And this guy said he saw all of a sudden jaws, the same thing. He felt a hard bump on the back of his board. It knocked him into the water. He saw a dorsal fin about 6 feet away, and he thinks the fin was, you know, maybe 12 inches tall. He doesn't know. He's so freaked out about it. And luckily, he got lucky, and that was it. And it's that whole brown or murky water. I think they just need to keep people out of the water. All right, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent on that, but that is one of my deals, the whole shark thing. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Rick, and Rick says, Sports Princess, it's been a long time. I am listening to the show. Needless to say, do you remember me from California when you were in California? I happened to hear you doing your sports shorts thing. I really got a kick out of it, and I wonder who you think's going to win the Super Bowl. Wow, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Well, in the beginning of the season, if you had asked me and I had to come up with a preseason pick, I would have said we'd see a repeat, shockingly, of Denver and Seattle. But, boy, Seattle got beat again by St. Louis. And I'm not so sure I'm picking them. The Cowboys, dare I say, at 6-1, especially they beat Seattle in Seattle. They beat the Giants, but the Giants are kind of weak this year. And let's see how much further they go as they get deeper into their schedule, even with some of their NFC East foes. Although you could argue, what foes are they? Maybe the Eagles. I got to say, I mean, I hate to say this. I hate to say it because I almost feel like a jinx. Because whenever I pick the Cowboys anyway, that usually that's when they don't win. But they have a real shot at it. When they're starting to be touted now, their defense looks good. We'll see. There's still some time. A couple more games and some things could swing in different directions. Here's one from Graham who says, Isis Schmeisis. It is really creepy. It is really sick and twisted to see these SOBs, Kate, because I don't know how to describe them, doing the things that they're doing to innocent people. For the first time in my life, I feel connected to the Middle East because I feel for those women and for those men and older men and kids in some of those villages in Syria and Iraq, I guess, especially. I hope we just bomb the snot out of them. Just bomb them until they're all gone. If only... If only. Stay with us.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know how we roll here on America Tonight, like a pinball machine that sometimes gets turned over. 855, I don't know what the point was there. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Raise your hand if you did the pinball thing when you were a kid. I can remember, I thought, you know, I didn't play pinball that much, but I can remember the cool guys could just bump against the machine and the ball came out, and then you were just, and then you just hit it. You know what I'm talking about? They would dislodge it somehow with their body, boom, go up to the side, and then they were off to the races. I always tried to do that, and I was so light. Light was right when I was like 14, and I could not do that. So I was just like, ah, forget it. I just have to hit the ball the normal way. Otherwise, it's going to go down the side, and I'm not going to. If I'm jarring the machine, it's not going to go anywhere but right down the middle or off to the sides. So, yeah. I don't even know anymore at arcade. I guess they have pinball machines at arcades now, but maybe not because you've got so many other types of video games, and I think the video gaming is way bigger. I can't I don't know. It might be one of those things where they're obsolete practically, unless it's in somebody's house where they bought it at some auction or something. All right, anyway, I doubt that the people who are hanging, waiting for us to go to them, want to talk about pinball. But let's go to Grim de la Grim. Hello, Grim. How are you?
I'm doing just great, Kay. And you're talking about something that I first played, pinball. And, you know, I always got the ball stuck, so I'd go get my chili cheese fries and toast. I know what you were doing.
You went and had a food break, and then you went back and then played. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Then come back and unstick it.
And that's funny.
Playing. But they didn't have them electronic video games till much later in my days.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if they have pinball anymore anywhere. Maybe not.
I hadn't seen one in years.
A long time, yeah. Cool.
I'm kind of curious what you want to go with, is football or the Ebola. I can call back on the football thing, but the Ebola, I got to looking up my Grimm Dictionary, and I found the Ebolacrat Czar. And the definition for it was a non-elected official assigned for the purpose of the diffusion of an administrative system that follows a strict guideline in its procedures and operations for the public safety and benefit, but failed in doing, calling for his appointment to re-implement the need to follow a more complex procedure, further impeding the administrative system's ineffectiveness. And the second definition is one who use bull or BS.
I like it. That's pretty funny. Touche.
Well, that's just it. Is there a policy just to create more bureaucracy than to fix the problem?
Yeah. Yeah. You know that, and I think that's the problem with the czar, that let's see what he does. I mean, if I'm appointed czar, bring it on. I'm going to be all over everybody, and it doesn't seem like it already. It's just
He has done something. He's already implemented new procedures. I don't know if you heard it, but he's already implemented new procedure, making it even tougher. Like I said, he's changing the system that worked and adding more to it. You're right.
Yeah, like the CDC, they have this, they have to dust off their Ebola book. What do we do if it's not a country somewhere out in the middle of nowhere? We don't know what to do. Which is so crazy. And then I don't know, Tom Frieden, the guy who's running the CDC, no offense to him. Yeah, he shouldn't be doing it. Anyone who dropped the ball, he flat out did, saying we weren't aggressive enough. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
We didn't need Homeland Security. We just needed a president to put on his six shooters, walk over to the CIA and the FBI and say, you two guys get along and do your jobs.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have the problems. No, yeah. We spend more money and create another administrative system to make sure they do it. No, we need somebody to do their job instead of being afraid that, you know, I may lose my job if I try to do my job. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Reagan was the last man that had a set, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, then that's what, and even a lot of Democrats hearken back to Reagan, Grim, thanks, that here's the thing, it's like I said, you know what, you just gotta have a backbone, but the problem is, how many people are playing to stay, I gotta play the politics, I mean, that's where that word comes from, the politics of everything. I gotta admire someone who's a renegade, even if I don't always agree with them, if they stand up. And this is what it is. Here's what I've researched. Here's what I believe. Here's what I understand. Here's where we're going. Thank you. Instead of willy-nilly, let's wait and see how this plays out so I make sure I'm on the right side of it. I think that's really what it is. You know, it's like at some moment in your life, and I guarantee you, all of you have had this moment, where you decide where you are headed. Are you the sheep? Are you somebody who breaks away from the pack, so to speak, and you go your own way? If you have to go your own way and it's tough, you'll go your own way on certain things in life, because you're not going to just constantly go along to get along. It's not that you always want to be a thorn in the side, But when you're in government, especially, lead. Where are the leaders who lead? That's what we need. Like I said, even if I don't agree, I will go along. I mean, I will go along and support somebody a lot sooner who I know is standing up and saying truly what they believe versus what they think people want to hear. And so much of that, I think, goes on anymore. That's the problem. I mean, this is why we have these low numbers for approval of Congress, because, of course, none of us approve. All we hear is reaction to some stupid thing or horrific thing that's happened. Now, I don't want to, because I hate blanket statements, period. I don't think it's accurate. There are some politicians that try to do the right thing, that are trying to, that go against the grain, that stand up for what they believe in. And often they're elected. The problem is there are too many that fall into the other category, the also-rans, the wannabes, say the right thing, whatever it is I have to do to get myself elected, because that's where it's at. And I'm, whatever happens, I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure I get there. So who's going to show up on Election Day? Are we going to see Democrats show up? Are we going to see more of a Republican turnout? I'm going to say we're going to see more of a Republican turnout, but maybe not. I mean, maybe that's gobbledygook, and it depends on the area. But based on what I've read, based on people I've talked to in other parts of the country, I'm thinking that there are a lot of Republicans who are ready, willing, and able to vote, and especially in the age category that they fall into. But what will that mean for the results? Are the Democrats motivated? Usually, Democrats don't come out or turn out in very low numbers in election years without a presidential race. Isn't that interesting? Far worse the turnout usually than Republicans. So did the Democrats do a good job of trying to keep their base excited enough to want to come out and vote? Did the Republicans have enough of that? Did they push enough to try to get people to go out and vote? So are people more enthusiastic about voting, or are they less enthusiastic? I still think there's that malaise of, well, you know what? Even if I vote, is it going to make that much of a difference? Yeah. You know, maybe not, probably not. And that you get enough of those people and line them up, and then you have a low voter turnout, which, man, I don't understand. I vote every single time, ever since I had the right to vote. I vote, even if I feel disillusioned. You know what? Because then you can complain. Thanks for listening. Any thoughts? Flip them to me, americatonight.net.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.